Psalm 107 this evening. I'm going to read you verse number 1, Psalm 107. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because He gives me everything I want." It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord because I'm rich," which I'm not, by the way. Okay? "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord because He always answers my prayer. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord because He gives me everything I need right when I need it." It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever." Look at verse 8. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for everything He gives them." Oh, that men would praise the Lord for everything that they want, that He always meets their needs. No. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Question this evening, how thankful are you for what God has done to you, not so much what He's done for you? What did He do to you? I know what He did for me. He took me from death and He gave me life. He took me from blind and He made me see. He took me from lost and now I'm found. He took me from the pits of hell and now I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. That's what He's done to me. You see, God does many things for me, yes. But I'm supposed to praise God for what He's done to me. God has done wonderful things, but the question is, do you praise God for what He's done to you? We always get caught up in what He does for us, and we love for what He does for us. But it's not about what He does for us, it's about who He is. For His goodness, for He is good. I love the Lord, why? Because He is good. Many times people don't praise God like they should. They don't give thanks like they should, because I want you to look at verse 43. "Whoso is wise..." That's the first reason. Many people aren't wise. Real wisdom comes from the Word of God. That's where real wisdom comes from. "Whoso is wise, secondly, will observe these things." If you're going to give thanks for His goodness, you're going to have to look for it. You're going to have to notice it. You're going to have to take your eyes off yourself and look to Him. Thirdly, "even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord." Many times we're not thankful, we don't give thanks, we don't praise God like we should because we don't understand the loving kindness of the Lord. I'm going to leave you with this. A little girl described loving kindness once. She said, "If you ask your mother for a piece of bread with butter and she gives it to you, that's kindness. But if she puts some jelly on it without you asking, that's loving kindness." Amen. It's above and beyond. Of course, I would use the food illustration. Amen. Listen, God went way above and beyond. Way above and beyond. He didn't have to save you, folks. He didn't have to take you to heaven. He didn't have to make you a child of God. He didn't have to give you church. He didn't have to give you the Word of God. But He did. Do you praise Him for His goodness? Do you give thanks? For He is good.